Thank you for calling customer support. This is Liking. How may I help you today?
I was wondering, I had just got a alert about a vacuum, and I just wanted to make sure. It sent me to something about a free trial for 21 days and then said it was empty. So I'm thinking if I didn't try that trial, then I didn't get anything and they didn't charge me. Is that correct?
Did you put your information in and submit the order?
I didn't submit. I hit at the bottom, I hit no thanks because it didn't give you an option other than to submit with a 21-day order or something like that. But I did put my information in, and then it moved me to the next step, which said to try something 21 days free. And then way at the bottom, I hit no thanks. Mm-hmm. And then it said something about an entry was entered, but that was it.
I can check it for you. What's your zip code?
85710.
All right. What's your first and last name?
Marcia Roberts.
All right, and then verify your address for security purposes.
6344 East Calle Picasso, Tucson, Arizona, 85710.
Thank you. All right, so I do have an account pulled up here. I do see where you did put your information in to try to win a Dyson Vacuum 11 through a sweepstakes entry. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes, it looks like here I do see here under the terms and conditions, it does tell you that they do automatically enroll you into our Bites Hub meal planning app subscription. Basically, that's like an app that focuses on helping you to boost energy to cut back on sugar and carb cravings. So I'm not sure what happened when you're saying you declined. Was it that or was it something else?
No, it was that. But
it was that? Okay. Yeah, well, this right here is automatic. When you put your information in, this is what you're signing up for. This is what they're going to
pay
you
for. Well, I don't want it. Can you cancel it?
All right. Yeah. Would you like to continue at $20 a month?
No.
All right. Well, give me 1 second. I'll cancel it out for you.
Okay.
1 second. All right, just let me know when you're ready to write down the cancellation number.
I'm ready.
All right, it's going to be Season Charlie. The number is going to be 920-656-192.
Now, I just want to make sure, because there's a weird charge. What's the group name or company name that this would have gone in as?
I'm not sure. Is there anything showing on your bill?
Well, I see something on here that I've never seen before, but it's dated for the 28th. Today's the 25th. The Adamantine Group.
What is it saying?
It's just, it's a hold. So, like, it's going to try to pull on the 28th for an amount of $59.89. I just want to make sure that's not what this is. I don't know what it is actually, and I'm just wanting to make sure it's not this.
Yes, whenever it's probably pending, whenever you see it post, just call us back.
But do you know if Adamantine Group is the name of your group or what your product is?
That's just probably what it's showing under. It's for the meal planning app I told you about, the Bite Tub. That's what it's for.
Okay, so I guess I'm just confused, being that it said, even if I had agreed, it said 21 days free. So for a hold for only a few days, I'm a little confused. And I don't know if it is you. You don't know if it's you.
No, I said the $59.89, that's for the Bite Sub Meal Planning app, which is the information I just gave you.
So it is $59.89.
That is
That's what you
correct.
mean. Okay. So if it doesn't fall off, you said give you a call back?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thanks.